The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour of the program. My telephone number continues to be 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a tragic story that just popped up on my news feed that I'm going to share with you. But first, I can't resist telling you about this. During the break, I was checking Facebook. I do that often during the breaks. I check Twitter, I check Facebook. And by the way, we love it when you communicate with us through social media, when you tweet us, when you share a tweet, whatever, if you leave a comment on the Bob Burney Live Facebook page. We love that. We love to get comments, positive, negative, or somewhere in between. Anyway, as you know, when you pull up Facebook, you're going to get ads, commercials, ads. Well, During the top of the hour break, I got this ad, and it's from a place called the Health Network. The Health Network. And right below that, it says, we're looking for healthy adults for a local RSV research study. And then there's a big picture. All right, big picture with this caption in big capital letters on the picture. Local vaccine study is looking for healthy participants. Payment up to $1,325. You say, Bob, okay, what's unusual about that? The picture is the picture of an elderly gentleman holding his chest while he's breathing oxygen. Now, so get the picture. It's kind of an old dude. His hair's all messed up. He's holding his chest as if he can't breathe, and he's got oxygen on his face. And do you remember what the headline? Local vaccine study is looking for healthy participants. This guy does not look healthy at all. Oh my goodness. All right. I just saw that and had to share. This is a tragic story, and this is near and dear to my heart because of a trip I took several years ago. You travel, you have vacations, you travel here, you travel there, you enjoy, you have memories, but not many places you visit or trips change your life. My trip to Nigeria changed my life. It was the first, I believe it was the first trip I took with Bible League, and now it's been, I don't know, 11, 12 years ago, I suppose now. But I traveled with Bible League to northern Nigeria, and I've told this story many times before, so I'm not going to bore you with it. But the entire time we were there 10 days, and we were in a very, very dangerous region of Nigeria. And this was 11, 12 years ago. It's worse now. We had armed military guards with us constantly. We were told that we couldn't even go to the bathroom without one of these guards with us, and they had fully automatic machine guns with the bandolier and the bullets across their chests and so forth. We got into a couple of pretty dangerous situations God delivered us from. Unfortunately, we weren't hurt or injured in any way, but we got into some very touchy situations. Well, at that time, the Bible League had a large office in northern Nigeria. And for a week, we heard dozens of testimonies. And in every single one of those testimonies, these dear, sweet Christians living in northern Nigeria shared with us a son was murdered, a daughter was murdered, a husband was murdered, a wife was murdered, a father, a mother, both father, mother, three kids were murdered, the whole family but one was wiped out, their house burned to the ground. I mean, just not just one or two. We had dozens of testimonies of the suffering that these people were going through. And if I remember correctly, every one of them had some family member that had been killed by radical Muslims. And we kept asking, why do you stay here? Southern Nigeria is predominantly Christian. It's safe down there. Not only is it safe, it's much more prosperous. That's where all the oil is. That's where all the natural resources down in the south. Predominantly Christian, very safe, very stable. And you're here, Christians in northern Nigeria, which is predominantly Muslim and incredibly dangerous. Why do you stay here? And every one of them said, this is where God wants us. And we're trying to share the gospel with our Muslim neighbors. I will never forget that. I'll never get over it. And that's why this story, here's the headline, 140 Nigerian Baptist students kidnapped in Kaduna. I'm not positive, but I believe that we visited Kaduna when we were there. Reading through the story, it's at least 140 local authorities believe it is closer to 170 children. This is in a Christian school in northern Nigeria, sponsored by a church in Kaduna, Bethel Baptist Church. Kaduna is the capital of their particular state. And gunmen, well, let me just read the story. More than 100 students at a Christian boarding school in Nigeria's northern state of Kaduna were kidnapped early yesterday morning. Shooting wildly, armed assailants breached the walls of Bethel Baptist High School on the outskirts of the state capital, Kaduna, at about 2 a.m. yesterday morning and took students in the school hostage away at gunpoint, area residents told local news. Efforts were still underway to determine exactly how many students were abducted. A Bethel teacher told a French news agency that at least 140 students were kidnapped while 25 escaped. But area residents living close to the school told news agencies that at least 179 children were abducted and only 15 escaped. The attackers overcame security personnel, breached a wall. So this was a walled encampment with security guards. And they breached the wall, firing their weapons wildly. And they have taken somewhere between 140 to 180 children hostage. And if the past is an indication of the present, these children are going to be abused, sexually assaulted, sexually molested, and possibly killed. And yet, these Christians stay in northern Nigeria trying to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Folks, Things may get bad here in America for Christians, but we have no clue what our brothers and sisters in Christ endure. Pray for these kids between 140 and 180. Pray for them. Pray for their parents. Pray for the Nigerian government as they try to find them and free them.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
If you were listening last week, I read a story about the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, and she's facing a lot of criticism from all sides, Republican, Democrat. She's receiving criticism from people in her own party because of the rising crime in Chicago. And if you were listening when I shared this story with you, she was asked, what do you attribute this criticism to? Guess what? Racism and sexism. She's a black woman, and if she was not a black woman, then no one would care about all the homicides, the shootings. And, you know, the only reason people care is because she's a black woman. That's the only reason she would be criticized. And then in her statement to the press, she said, and crime is going down in Chicago. Yeah, here's the headline today. Chicago's most violent weekend of 2021. 104 shot, 19 of them killed, 13 kids among the wounded. The most violent weekend of the year, and 2021 could be a record for shootings and homicides in Chicago. And yet the reason why she is being criticized is because of her race and her gender. Really? Yeah. If you will remember, if you're a longtime listener, you may remember that you and I talked about Proposition 47 in California. Do you remember that? It was back in 2014, so it's been a while. Proposition 14 was a proposition from the liberal left in California to curb crime, to reduce crime. So what did Proposition 47 do? And the reason there were a lot of shopliftings in California, and there was a lot of talk about the shoplifting was primarily done by minorities. And it was disproportionately minorities who were committing the shoplifting and being arrested for shoplifting. And so that was unfair. It was unequal. And so in order to have more equality and to reduce the number of minorities being arrested, what they did was they determined that unless you shoplifted more than, was it 850 or 950? I think it was 950. If you steal anything less than 950, it's a minor misdemeanor. Very unlikely that you will be arrested, and almost certain that you will not be prosecuted because it's a minor misdemeanor. And they the liberal left in California honestly thought this would reduce crime. Well, I'm not the brightest bulb in the candelabra, that is for sure. But I and most reasonable people said, are you kidding me? This is going to increase crime. And what started happening almost immediately? People on the street were being hired by crime syndicates. Now, this is the truth. You can check it out for yourself. Street people and minorities were hired by crime syndicates, and they were told, go to that Walmart, go to that CVS, go to that Target store, and they would be given a calculator. Again, I'm not making this up. And they would start taking things off the shelf and adding it up on their calculator. And when they got close to $950, they could not go over $950. When they got close, they put their calculator in their pocket and they headed out the door with the goods. And they would meet up with people in the crime syndicate. And the people in the crime syndicate would pay them an agreed upon amount of money. Hey, we'll give you $150 to go steal $945 worth of goods. And then the people in the crime syndicate would sell them on the black market. Well, duh. Who couldn't foresee that? The liberal left keeps saying, oh, no, no, no. Stick with it, stick with it, stick with it. Listen to these headlines. This is from ABC 7 in San Francisco. Headline, Target, Walgreens make drastic changes due to increase in San Francisco thefts. Quote, already we are seeing the negative impact of Proposition, what was it, 47, in San Francisco with stores permanently shutting down or closing early. It has become one of the most pressing issues in our city today. Target has now acknowledged that San Francisco is the only city in America where they have decided to close some stores early because of the escalating retail crime. For more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in the theft and security incidents at our San Francisco store, similar to reports from other retailers in the area. Target isn't the only store in San Francisco to make changes because of the continuous shoplifting. After 10 p.m., the 7-Eleven on Drum Street in the Financial District only does business through a metal door. First, you have to ring the bell to let them know that you're outside, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walgreens has already closed several stores for the same reason, and security guards are told not to physically engage with those shoplifting. San Francisco Walgreens stores average four times more thefts than the rest of the country. Quote, most of the shoplifters are never caught. That's one story, and I'm going to run out of time. The other one, I'll read this to you when I get back. San Francisco cops say viral Walgreens shoplifting incident is now par for the course. And to what do they attribute it to? COVID? No. Poverty? No. Proposition 47 passed by the liberal left in California as an attempt to stop minorities from being arrested. And guess what? It has caused a diminished number of people, particularly minorities, being arrested because they're not prosecuted.